Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on 5 Fast Minutes, we have with us Ishaq Pathan from Islamic Networks Group, and he's the Bay Area Director. Welcome, Ishaq.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you to the American Muslim Community Foundation as well.
Of course. So let's jump into it. Let everybody know where you're located.
Yeah, so my name is Ishaq. I live in Oakland, California. I'm at the Islamic Networks Group, where I serve as the Bay Area Director.
Great. And if you had 2 minutes to tell everybody about ING, what would you like to tell them?
Sure. So ING is a US-based grassroots peacemaking nonprofit organization dedicated to face-to-face education and engagement to foster understanding of Muslims and other misunderstood groups to promote harmony among all people. Our founder, Maha Al-Janaidi, is a Muslim American. She started ING a quarter of a century ago by focusing on educating fellow Americans about Islam and Muslims. Over time, though, ING's mission has broadened to include programs that include education engagement opportunities with other misunderstood minority groups, too. And we broadened our scope because we recognize that bigotry of all forms is interconnected. So in other words, Islamophobia is not an issue that can be addressed in isolation without also addressing other forms of discrimination. What we really try to do here is focus our programs based on social science studies that have shown that face-to-face education and engagement with members of other misunderstood minority groups, with a member of a misunderstood minority group, can have significant positive impact on a person with biases against them in as little as 10 minutes by changing their mental attitude and perceptions about that minority group through direct interaction. And so, for example, one of our most popular programs is the Intercultural Speakers Bureau, which through a diverse set of panelists examines the roots of Islamophobia in other forms of bigotry, including anti-blackness and anti-Semitism. Furthermore, it then highlights the interconnectedness of all of these bigotries that are really directed against multiple groups, including Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs, Blacks, Latinx, Asians, and Indigenous American populations. Another program which I started working on is the ING Youth Program. And that builds the capacity of Muslim teenagers and young adults to provide education about Muslims and their faith and related topics to their classrooms and peers. What they really do is they learn how to stand up for themselves in response to teasing and bullying, and in doing so, prepare to be able to stand up for others as well. And so I would say that we are trying to change hearts and minds by providing opportunities for Americans to engage face-to-face with fellow Americans whom they may not otherwise have had a chance to engage with, and then hear from directly.
I think it's super important work that ING is doing, to promote tolerance and understanding. Over the years, I'm sure you've had to deal with your donors. If you had a minute to thank them, what would you tell them?
Sure, yeah, 1 minute. But I would tell them, your dollars are having a direct impact on changing hearts and minds in the United States and making our country more informed, more connected, and ultimately a better, more peaceful nation for all. So our pre and post workshop surveys really show this, and they show that hearts and minds are in fact changed as a result of our programs. For example, after an ING presentation, the percentages of audiences believing that Islam promotes violence drops by 75%. Furthermore, those believing that Muslim Americans have long been part of the history of the United States increases by almost 30%. And these changed mindsets have widespread benefits for Americans, not just Muslims and other misunderstood groups. It mitigates negative behaviors and consequences with more understanding, which ultimately leads to lower bias, discriminatory practices, and lower hate crimes. And secondly, it builds upon the positive by creating more acceptance, more partnerships, and friendships for a stronger, more inclusive, better informed, and more peaceful nation.
Wonderful. So if you had a minute or less to talk about the partnership with AMCF, what would you like to say?
Sure. So I really believe that AMCF is an organization based upon connection by bringing together donors as well as organizations. And our partnership with them has been able to fund a lot of the programs that I've mentioned earlier, primarily the Islamic Speakers Bureau that works with adult Muslims to be able to supplement curriculum and education in various spaces, whether they be schools, but also adult education spaces like houses of worship, and other community, things like that.
Great.
We are incredibly grateful for the support of the AMCF over the years.
Thank you, of course. Happy to help. Now for the last question, rapid fire. If you could just name three organizations that you personally give to, we'll assume ING is number one.
Sure. So ING number one, and then I'll name three others. So one is Penny Appeal USA.
For sure.
Provides a lot of relief around the world. So United Muslim Relief as well, and the Inner City Muslim Action Network, which provides wellness and support for those in Chicago and Atlanta.
Wonderful. Fantastic organizations. Love all the work that Maha and you do at ING. Thank you so much for your support and looking forward to continuing to work with you. Thanks for joining us, Hawk.
Thank you.